Good afternoon and welcome. I am Commissioner Deanna Keller, Port of Tacoma Audit Committee Chair, calling to order the Audit Committee meeting of April 22nd, 2021, and also today is Earth Day. Also present by video teleconference is Audit Committee Vice Chair Commissioner Marzano. This meeting is being held virtually in accordance with Senate Concurrent Resolution 8402 and Governor's Proclamation 20-28. To listen live by phone, call 1-253-617-4257 and enter conference ID number 177-763-470, followed by the pound sign. The meeting is also being streamed live on the port's website at www.portoftacoma.com/meetings. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to ask everyone else to mute at this time. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. We've been asked to slightly modify the order of today's agenda to accommodate some potential scheduling issues. So unless there is an objection, we will switch the order of the financial audit and the accountability audit presentations to hear from the State Auditor's Office first. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objection, let's go on to the approval of the minutes. And our first item is to approve the minutes of the December 10th, 2020 Audit Committee meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
And I will second. Clerk, please call the roll for the vote.
Thank you. Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I would like to right now call on Darren Arakaki to summarize the remaining agenda items and to introduce the auditors. Darren is our Director of Accounting and our Port Auditor.
Thank you, Commissioner Keller. So last time we were here in December, the State Auditor's Office and RSM, our financial auditors, introduced their audits. Today you will hear the results of their audits. And we will follow that up by a request for a contract extension. And then finally, we will review and finalize the audit calendar for 2021. So we'd like to start out with the State Auditor's Office. So I'll turn it over to Chandra Grashung and Dave Smolko.
Thanks, Darren. On behalf of Pat McCarthy, our State Auditor, I want to thank everyone for having us here today. As Darren said, I'm Chandra Grashung. I'm the audit manager of Team Tacoma, who conducts the port's audit. I have with me today Gus Ramos, the supervisor on the audit, and Dave Smolko, who was the lead and main auditor on the audit as well. On the next slide, we have a message from Pat McCarthy, our state auditor, telling a little bit about our audits and the audit process. One of the most important things about audits is their role to increase trust in government. And the State Auditor's Office conducts over 2,600 audits of state and local governments across Washington each year. And by having those regular, independent, that look at your operations helps increase trust in government. Another important role of audits is their ability to identify areas where efficiencies and improvements can be made, and also to identify areas where things are already working efficiently and effectively, and to, you know, make note of those areas too. Our goal today is to share the results of your accountability audit for 2019 and to answer any questions you might have and talk through the areas we looked at during our audit. And with that, I'm going to pass off to Dave Smolko, and he's going to tell you about the areas he looked at and tell you a little bit about those. Thank you.
Okay, you can advance to the next slide, please. So our accountability audit covers January 1 through December 31 of 2019. Our audit approach is risk-based. We select areas for testing based on a number of factors, such as past audit history, information obtained in other port audits around the state. We review discussions in port minutes, and we get input from port management. This report gives the overall results and conclusions for the audit areas that we examined. And in those areas, we found that the Port of Tacoma operations complied in all material respects with state laws, regulations, and the port's own policies. So it was a good audit result. Next slide. These are the areas that we reviewed. So I'll just briefly go over what we looked at. Cost allocation. We looked at project-based costs at the Port of Tacoma that are allocated to the Seaport Alliance South Harbor to ensure that the correct allocation rates are applied per the interlocal agreement, that actual cost charge are supported and reasonable. For leases, we randomly tested leases to RCW requirements and the port's own lease policies. We looked at compliance related to lease terms, proof of tenant insurance, and calculation of lease deposits. For procurement, we looked at current public works projects for compliance with bid laws, prevailing wage compliance, change orders, and retainage requirements. For payroll, our focus was on support and authorization for overtime and bonuses paid. Self-insurance, we are testing for the adequacy of reserves in those areas where the port self-insures. So that would be health and welfare, workers' comp, and unemployment comp. The use of restricted funds, we looked at the Economic Development Fund, and we did that by testing expenditures for support and just verifying that the expenditures were complied with the purpose of the fund. For accounts payable, our focus was promotional hosting expenses for compliance with rules relating to limits and the expenses, and that the expenses were supported and follow port's policies. Next slide. So SAO is required to audit the financial statements of local governments. If a CPA firm is used for that purpose, we have to review and accept their financial work, audit work, which is published on our website as a matter of public record. Next slide. So we reviewed the financial statement audit performed by RSM, and we did not have any concerns with their work. There were no limitations or restrictions on our review, and we did not notice any instance of material misstatement that may have resulted from fraud or suspected fraud. So with that, before I turn it back over to Sandra or Gus, I just want to say that I appreciate all the help from Darren and his staff this year, especially during COVID and having to work in a remote environment. We were able to get everything we needed electronically. We were able to communicate just fine through Zoom or Microsoft Teams. So the audit process was not hindered or it was not affected in any negative way. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Gus.
Thank you, Dave. Go to the next slide, please. This is an informational slide. The auditor's office has developed a new program to help track your prior audits. It's through their client portal on our website, which is sao.wa.gov. It provides you the tools to review prior audits, prior audit issues, provide status updates on prior audit issues. For the port itself, this is informational, but it's an additional tool to review prior audits and help you keep track of those. Next slide, please. Our audit costs will align to those that we presented in December, and we estimated about $37,000. We will approximate that amount for this FY 2019 audit. Our next audit we're scheduling for October of 2021, covering accountability for public resources. We'll estimate the cost to be about the same, about $37,000 as well. Next slide, please. The report will be published here in the next week to week and a half. That will be published on our website. I believe Darren will receive an email once that gets published. And also an audit survey will go out to provide feedback on our work on the audit, feedback good and bad that we do review and look at and help us to better serve you in future audits. Next slide, please. And again, we want to reiterate Dave's thank you to the port staff for timely communication through this process. Working in a remote environment is not ideal, but we were able to work together and to complete these steps in our processes here to report back to you. I want to thank the port's commitment to fiscal accountability and accurate financial reporting. And the next slide. If there are any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We do have Sandra's email and phone number here. You can also contact Dave or myself directly throughout the year with any questions. We also have our help desk through the SAO portal if there's any guidance requests are needed. And the last slide is any additional questions? Sorry about that.
Yeah, just very quickly, if I could. With regard to the tracker, when we can look back, I'm assuming that's all accessible to the public too, am I right?
It's through your client portal. So there's a login through there that's assigned directly through for the entity where you'll be able to log in and review. The public is able to go look at audit reports, reporting on those. Some issues do not show in audit reports. The highest level that's reported in an audit would be a finding, but any other issues would not be reported in a report. So the public will not be able to see all issues or exceptions that from our audits.
Okay, thank you.
I think in the future, the plan is that the tracker would be public facing though. And so if you had a finding and you would be able to update that kind of between audits and say, oh, we've already addressed this, we've done this, and you know, kind of lay out what you've done. So if someone from the public wanted to see, was interested in like, what have you guys done since you received this recommendation, you could kind of give that live more timely feedback.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks. If there aren't any other questions, then that's all we have for you today.
Thank you all.
All right. Thank you. Chandra and Gus and Dave. I think, Dave, you really underestimated how difficult it was for both of us, not just us, but even for you doing this audit remotely. And we want to thank you for being patient and, you know, working with us sometimes it took a little longer to get you the information you need. So we appreciate your patience. And I also want to congratulate, you know, the rest of the port staff, because it takes the whole port to comply with all of these policies, procedures, state regulations to make sure that we are in compliance with state law and our policies. And it also takes an enormous effort and leadership from the top to set, you know, a high bar in the port following and adhering to our port policies in a strong control environment. So thank you, Eric and executive staff, for your help. So next on the agenda, we have RSM, who will provide their financial audit report. And we have Lisa Wilson, the partner, and Lisa and Kayla Lipston. Take it away.
Thank you, Darren. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Lisa Wilson, and I am an audit partner with RSM and was the partner on the audit engagement. This year, Kayla Lipston is joining me today. She was audit supervisor, and we have a few things that we'll walk through as it relates to the audit results with you all. Julia, can you advance the slides? Thank you. Kayla, do you want to kick us off?
Yes, thank you, Lisa. So this year, the financial statements were issued with an unmodified clean opinion on April 12, 2021. There was no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies identified. during that audit work. And as part of our audit, we're providing reasonable assurance, but not absolute assurance that the financial statements are materially stated. Can you go to the next slide? So as part of our engagement, we are tasked to form an opinion on the fairness of the presentation of the financial statements. We do consider internal controls, but we do not opine on the effectiveness of the internal controls. And our audit is performed in accordance with government auditing standards. Next slide, please. So as of fall 2020, we are out doing our planning fieldwork. And at this time, we're just doing our risk assessment procedures, getting an understanding of any changes that have happened over the year. And then as we roll into February and March, we are performing our actual testing of significant balances, reviewing the draft of financial statements and the related disclosures. And then in April, we are issuing our report and discussing any required communications with you all. Next slide, please. So all significant account balances are tested through either confirmations, substantive procedures, or analytical procedures. We do additional procedures over environmental liabilities, depreciation, or fair value of investments, just because those are significant estimates, and then as well as unusual transactions, journal entries, and any future commitments that the port may have. Through this process, we are looking at the disclosures as well in the footnotes of the financial statements. Next slide, please. This year, there was a number of significant transactions, as you all know. With COVID, we talked closely with Darren and management regarding the impact of COVID-19 on port operations, as well as the status of their implementation of GASB 87 and the bond refunding that happened in the year. Next slide, please. Is there any questions regarding any of the things that we just kind of went through before we started talking about the financial side of things? Cool. So as you can see, this is just the outline, a brief overview of the financial statements. This is the balance sheet for assets. Current assets, the biggest decrease was really related to the fair value of investments, as well as the decrease in related party receivable from last year to this year. And then you can also see the fair value of the swap significantly increased as well. Next slide, please. On the liability side, you can see that the largest decrease really in current liabilities is related to the commercial paper. There was no commercial paper this year, but there was a balance in the commercial paper last year. So that's that biggest change that you'll see in the current liabilities line item. Next slide, actually, please. So on the operating revenue side, port didn't really have any impacts to revenues this year due to COVID. They're able to, keep business going throughout COVID. The biggest change you'll see on the operating income side is really related to the joint venture income, which is more related to the Northwest Seaport Alliance being affected by COVID. And so they had a decrease in revenues this year. And then you'll also see there was a special item last year of the $22 million, and there was not that same special item this year related to SR 167. Next slide, please. So really, the biggest changes here are related to there being more distributions from the Alliance to the port than contributions from the port to the Alliance for the cash provided in operating. And then the other big change with the net cash used in capital and related financing is related to the borrowing and repayments of the commercial paper during the year. Next slide, please. So as part of our audit, it's part of our professional standards to express an opinion about the financial statements and whether management has fairly presented all material specs, and that management provides certain representations, that the balances and disclosures are presented in the financial statements properly. There were no significant difficulties during the audit. As we all know, COVID played some impact in doing everything virtually, but like we've all talked about today, the port did a really good job of making sure that everything was provided to us timely and efficiently and effectively. Next slide, please. There was no disagreements with management this year. There was no major issues, and there was no internal control deficiencies that would require us to be report those in writing. We did not find any audit adjustments this year or uncorrected misstatements as well. Next slide, please. Lisa, do you want to go over the new GASB pronouncements?
Yes, thank you, Kayla. and I want to apologize. I should have recognized up front what Kayla alluded to. Working remotely and not being able to work with each other face-to-face certainly provided different dynamics during this audit, and we couldn't be more grateful for the timeliness and the availability of the entire report team. An audit process is really a collaborative effort, and we really appreciated all the extra efforts that were made to make sure that we got all the information that we needed timely. So thank you. Thanks to the entire team for that. A couple of new GASB pronouncements that are coming out and becoming effective in the next couple of years. Most significant one is GASB 87, which for those that have been around for a little while, this is not a new conversation. GASB 87 completely overhauls how leases are accounted for. From a lessor standpoint, where you're leasing a property to an individual, or from a lessee standpoint, where you are leasing property yourself. And it results in a significant change to how the financial statements are going to look in the sense that everything comes onto the balance sheet. So you're going to have a significant lease receivable for all the situations where the port is the lessor, and you're going to have a lease liability, a much smaller lease liability, because you function more as a lessor than you function as a lessee. The port team has spent a substantial amount of time in the process of evaluating GASB 87, looking at all of the leases that are executed by the port and how they fit within the criteria, and evaluating which leases are going to be impacted by GASB 87. We did spend a great deal of time with the port team during the audit, making sure we understood the process and the policies and the procedures that they were following to not only evaluate, but determine what the opening balance impact of this adoption would be. And I will tell you that your team has done an outstanding job evaluating that and preparing to adopt that as of 1/1/21. We are going to continue to work with your team throughout the next several months to begin auditing that information, so that once adopted, the audit process can be completed around that particular component, which just takes a little bit of pressure off of everyone as we get closer to ending this current calendar year. So more to come on that, as you'll see this time next year as that gets adopted, and how the financial statements look a bit different than they do today. There are a couple other new accounting standards that aren't going to be hugely impactful, but they are coming down in the adoption over the next couple of years. The first one is related to how deferred compensation plans are accounted for, and if they meet the criteria of being a fiduciary component, it'll change how they are accounted for in the financial statements. Again, I don't anticipate this being hugely impactful, but the port team will be evaluating this to determine whether any changes to reporting or disclosures are required. So that's really it from an accounting standpoint for new standards at this point. Next slide, please. So where are we at today? The last couple of things that we have to complete is the port is wrapping up their annual report, which includes the audited financial statement. So we will review a draft once that's available to us. And then next on their to-do list is to issue the comprehensive annual financial report, which is typically due by the end of June. We typically get that wrapped up sometime between now and then. So those are the last two items that'll be able to put 2020 to bed. And that is the completion of our presentation. That was a lot of information. Are there any questions or comments or concerns that the commissioners would like us to address?
I think so far I'm good. And how about you, Dick?
Yeah, just real quickly, you mentioned GASPE and how that's going to continue to change. And you're going to keep us abreast as we move forward and as staff, you know, moves forward. I'm assuming that's what you, I think that's what I heard you say, right?
That is correct, Dick, that yeah. I'm sure you'll hear more from the port team, but you'll certainly hear more during the audit process in the fall when we meet with you again. But certainly, I imagine you'll hear more detail from Darren and his and Aaron and their team as they can as they adopt that, and you'll see it reflected on the monthly financial statements.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, Commissioner Keller?
Yes.
Yeah, for the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director of the Port, I just want to chime in at this point with 2 points. First of all, I really want to thank the Port accounting and finance team for this, for the work that they do. Darren and his team have done a great job. And this, you know, when the Government Accounting Standards Board changed the rules for how you report lease revenue, the dreaded GASB 87 vote, It has really changed the way that we report our finances, and it's caused a lot of work for them. And the way that they report that now it's harder to compare 1 year to the next until we get through this. And so I just want to compliment them on the work that they've done in order to explain how that works. And then just for the record, so you know, as a general internal control measure, I've got independent communications with our RSM team. They talk to me. Just to me back and forth, which I think is a good accounting practice. And so you know that those communication lines are open and have been very successful.
Perfect. Thank you, Eric.
Yep.
And also thank you to Kayla and Lisa for your presentation today. We really appreciate it. And I would also like to echo what Eric has just said. We have a great accounting team, and I'm very proud of them. Proud of the work that they do, and also the leadership that Darren and Eric offer to them as well. So thank you.
Thanks, Deanna.
Thank you, Lisa, Kayla. And again, just like I said earlier, it, you know, takes a team of both of us to get through an audit, and especially with the COVID situation and working remotely. And, you know, we did spend a lot of time on GASB 87, and you know, we appreciate all of your help in working through that. And we obviously have to continue that work. I want to recognize the accounting team, especially this year. They put in so much extra time and effort to get us through the audit. And we also did both the state auditors accountability audit and the financial audit. They occurred at the same time, so it was even more challenging. So I want to shout out to them and thank them for all of their efforts. All right, so let's move on to the Commissioner Keller. Are we okay moving on to the next item?
We are, thank you.
Okay, so the next item on the agenda is financial audit contract extension. So next slide, please. So we're requesting authorization for the executive director to extend the financial audit services contract number 070171 with RSM US LLP for 1 year in the amount of $113,500, total contract value of $651,000 for 6 years. This amendment will be filed with the Port of Tacoma Commission as per Master Resolution number 202108PT. So this table just shows what we already covered, the audits, required audits, and also who the auditors are. Next slide, please. I'm clicking my own slides thinking that the slides are moving. So in 2016, RSM was awarded this contract to perform the financial audits. It was a 3-year contract with 2 extension options. The contract value again was $537,500, but we've only spent $483,500 to date because grant audits weren't required in 2019 and 2020. RSM was also awarded in 2016 the audit contract for the Northwest Seaport Alliance. And that contract was awarded through a limited procurement allowed by RCW 53-1920. And that RCW provides an exemption from competitive solicitation when the commission determines that a competitive solicitation process is not cost effective. So some of the reasons, key reasons why it wasn't cost effective to do a full procurement for auditors is that the home port auditors are familiar with each home port's activities, and the transactional activity when we formed the alliance was still handled by the home ports through support services. And part of the audit scopes of each home port included the assessment of internal controls, business processes, systems, and systems of each home port, as you as you've heard earlier by RSM. Also, for the home ports, the NWSA revenue stream, joint venture revenue stream, is a major revenue source. And the auditors must gain an understanding of the relationship between the NWSA and the home ports. And they also perform limited audit work to validate the 50-50 joint venture income sharing. And again, understand the internal controls and perform some transactional testing. So introducing another set of auditors beyond the home port auditors was deemed not cost effective. Next slide, please.
Darren, are you on the scope of audit?
I am. Yeah, we are on the next slide. So we plan to issue an RFP last year, but due to the pandemic, we are recommending that we defer the process for a year. And as RSM mentioned earlier, we spent an enormous amount of time on GASB 87. We reviewed over 185 leases for the Port of Tacoma and the Seaport Alliance to determine which leases qualify for the GASB 87 treatment. And again, this statement is really significant for the Port of Tacoma because it moves approximately $8 million from operating revenues to non-operating revenues, even though the net impact of that is zero. The presentation changes drastically, and it also increases the balance sheet by about $230 million. So it's really significant. We also, because of the extent and complexity, we were required to implement a new system to account for these leases. Another factor was we found very little industry and accounting guidance for the standard, further complicating adoption because we were one of the first and there were very few entities that had adopted the standard. In the spring of 2021, due to the pandemic, GASB deferred the implementation deadline until 2022. However, since we have spent so much time and effort and are so close to completing the implementation, we think it is most cost effective to complete the implementation and reduce the potential for duplication of efforts with regard to testing and reviews if another auditor is selected. So another reason is that we feel that we can do a better job of vetting and getting through the RFP process in a face-to-face environment. It also helps us facilitate any port tours needed to orient auditors to our port businesses and also meet with executive staff and the audit committee if necessary. There are also some challenges with onboarding new auditors, and that really speaks to limiting audit risk. Onboarding new auditors requires substantial focus to explain the port's lines of business and operations. What we have found in ordinary times, it usually takes approximately 3 years to build a level of understanding that mitigates audit risk and improves efficiency. the learning curve will be made even steeper with the significant changes that we have seen due to COVID, and also the trade wars in China and consolidation of shipping lines, which has drastically changed our business. We think extending RSM's contract would allow us to benefit from their solid understanding of our business until we're through the financial impacts of the pandemic. And finally, since the formation of the alliance, we have worked collaboratively with the Port of Seattle to align our audit contract term dates, which sets us up for doing a limited procurement for the NWSA auditor with the two home port auditors. Port of Seattle has already extended their audit contract for 1 year, so we're recommending the Port of Tacoma follow suit and do the same and keep the two home port contracts in sync. Next slide, please. So the scope of the 2021 audit is similar to this year, the annual financial audit, single audit if required, the comprehensive financial report, and the agreed upon procedures, which is another confirmation of our net position. Next slide, please. So again, this is a summary of the amount of the contract, 5 year contract for $537,500, extension in the amount of $113,500 for a total contract value of $651,000. Next slide, please. So in conclusion, I'm requesting authorization for the executive director to extend the contract, extend contract number 070171 for financial audit services with RSM US LLP for 1 year in the amount of $113,500, total contract value of $651,000 for 6 years. And again, the amendment must be filed with the Port of Tacoma Commission per the master policy. Any questions?
Great, thank you. I need to call for a motion in a second.
Yeah, can I just ask a quick question, Darren? Because
sure.
I'm assuming this would then go like you're talking about with the amendment filed with the Port of Tacoma Commission for full commission action. Am I correct?
Since this is a personal services contract, it can be filed via a memo. But if you prefer, it can be taken to the full commission.
I would support this motion and move for its adoption as is, and I'll explain why in a second. Deanna, I believe this is kind of like a no-brainer, and I don't think the commission would oppose this in any matter. And because it is a service or contract, we're able to do this. I think history itself tells us this is the right thing to do moving forward.
I would agree, and I'll second this as well. Any other comments, questions, discussion? Okay, if not, clerk, could you please call the roll?
Yes, Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And could I offer a suggestion?
Deanna,
maybe as chairperson, you could send to the rest of the commission the action we took today the reasoning and so forth. So they're not, it's not just comes up during service agreements. Eric, you see what I'm getting to?
Yes. Mr. President, I do. I think that's a good course of action. I would support it.
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so it comes to the end of this meeting, and are there any closing remarks?
Oh, there's one more item. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
So the last item on the list is the Audit Commission calendar for this year. And as you can see the audit, the April listing of items are what we discussed today. The only thing we did not talk about is we'd like to begin the RFP process for Port of Tacoma financial auditors for the audit years 2022 to 2026. And we will share those drafts before they go of the RFP before they go out, and would like to invite one or both of you to participate in the RFP selection process.
Great.
Any volunteers now, or should we take that up at another time?
Oh, I'd be glad to do that.
You're the chair myself, but.
Dick.
All right.
I'd be glad to do that.
Thank you, Commissioner Keller. As we complete that process, we will then, and I'm sure the Port of Seattle will complete their RFP process also. So in September, we will come back and request approval for the auditor selection, and then take it to the full commission for approval in October. And finally, in November, we're back to the introduction for the financial audit and also the state auditor's accountability audit. And that's the calendar for this year. Are there any additions, revisions that the committee would like to make or recommend?
Not at this point for me.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, then that does it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Coming to the end of our meeting now, and are there any closing remarks?
Just very quickly, I want to thank Darren and the entire staff for always doing such a great job. I'll be getting off this and texting past Commissioner Don Johnson, letting him know that we had a clean bill of health and based on the expertise and the professionalism of our staff. So thank you all.
Yes. And concluding remarks from me, at least unless are there any other additional remarks, comments? I'd just like to thank our staff as well. And again, the leadership of Darren and Eric. It's always great to have a clean bill of health, and it's always nice to have things done in a timely fashion. And I really appreciate that. Eric, do you have anything?
No, for the record, Commissioner Keller, no, I do not. I think that it's great to see a clean audit. I love clean audits. I really want to thank the team again for all their work on when the Accounting Standards Board changes the rules on you, it causes way more work than people appreciate. And the fact that they've been able to accommodate that has been a testament to their professionalism. So I just want to thank them for that. And I've got nothing else to add.
Yes, my CPA says the same thing about the IRS this year. So, and more to come, right, next year.
Right.
So with no further business before the committee, we will adjourn. The time right now is 3:28, and enjoy your Earth Day.
Thank you.